How to Create a Glitch Monologues Season 4 Chapter 2. This is the second episode of Season 4 of How to Create a Glitch in the Matrix Monologues. In this episode 1 we'll discuss the end result of the Path of Contradiction. In the last podcast I talked about an idea that would mitigate, to some degree, the degenerative dialectical process which is indirect ground. I discussed how it has a flaw, namely, the vacuousness of pure subjectivity without collaboration. I also described how in this framework, friendship becomes rather entangled in power dynamics. What I neglected to explain is that this idea, that of contradiction in the face of dialectical progression, absent synthesis, would profoundly affect my life and not in a positive way. To explain, it begins as a directed process, a kind of dogmatism, and it ends as a poverty of consciousness, of single-mindedness of thought, of obsession beyond the health of mind. This path is the surest way to lose your soul in the void, not because it isn't true, but because it belies the true power of your beliefs to shape reality. Indirect ground, negation, is not a complete path. It is a side quest, journey, on an otherwise daily diet of affirmation. Drink too deeply of the void and you will drown. Likewise, the path of negation is degenerative, and leads to a collapse in hedonistic affirmation. Before this train leaves the station, however, it sits in quiet contemplation, its horns ringing out great tones across a pitch-black sky. Such is the collapse you will find yourself in, bereft of self-control, a victim of your darker impulses, in the shadow of the void. The path of contradiction leads to failure. But it is ideally suited to producing a glitch. If I can give but one piece of advice, it would be to always remain a tourist in the lands of nihilism. Now, the path of negation inevitably leads to the path of affirmation, which I might say is more consistent with natural law. The reason for this is that ideologically the path of affirmation is truer to our place in this reality. Namely, we are not singular beings, but rather faces on a single body, connected rather like Indra's web. No woman exists in a vacuum, no man an island. Thus, we find that although negation is passable, it is a rather difficult path. The solution being to eliminate attachment, broaden experience with one hand, and with the other to filter experience through negation, not favoring one or the other, but to hold both in one's mind. Such is the pathway of balance. Balance gives one opportunities to observe the uncanny, to witness the strange and unfortunate. That's the end of the podcast for today. If you enjoyed it, please like, comment and subscribe.